She was started in the 17th century. One story is that she's the work originally of a female sculptor, because only a woman could quite capture the Virgin like this. But she's been added to ever since, when she got that splendid gold crown, when she started wearing these very big capes, and she's got a large wardrobe, and she often changes her dress.
The everyday care and attention paid to this statue might at first seem a little odd. But she was intended to have an aura of humanity about her.
Her tears may be made of glass, but her hair is real human hair. Her exposed flesh, that's her head and her hands, are made of wood, because they thought wood was much warmer than marble. It was more organic. And in other ways, she's treated as if she's a human being. So no one apart from nuns are allowed to take her clothes off.
In many ways, she's not finished, but a work in progress, which only becomes complete for a single night at the most sacred time of year. At Easter. The Holy Cross is presented to the crowd and hooded penitents begin to march. For many, this is highly charged and emotional. Now they wait, longing for the extraordinary moment when the Virgin appears at the threshold. And a moment of transformation is at hand. Carried on a throne, she begins her journey into the night.